Hi, nice to meet you both.
Hey, Jason, nice to meet you. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, too. I just have a few questions for you guys, just a small amount. First one is, I want to know what excited you about the project.
I just absolutely loved the character, and that's what really excited me about this project. As soon as I got the script from our screenwriter, Eric Weinstock, I just absolutely loved the way he created this character to be able to go through all this chaos that she goes through in one night and still be able to kind of come out ahead.
Okay. Did you connect with the character at all before filming, like reading it?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the character, Adriana. I love that she was a powerful, strong female. I loved being able to see a screenwriter write a script with a strong female lead that was in there. So that's what really drove me to her character.
Okay. What do you hope the audience takes away from this? This is really for both of you.
Sure. Well, I think there's... what's important for us is that there's roots in sort of classic horror tropes. I think when the project was originally envisioned, we had kind of had a little bit of an archetype of Scream. You know, these young, attractive people are sort of stuck in a house. They're not thinking they're stuck in a house. They're going to a party. Adriana's character is the one we follow to the party. So we learn a little bit about her backstory. So there's a little bit of a deeper seated kind of context there. But for us, it was about the moments of fear. You know, these kids, especially with Adriana's character being stalked, so to speak, about this. You know, we created a character in Damon. I wanted Damon to feel like he could be a real character. It could be someone that had a vendetta or was sent to this house, sort of has the look or feel of a regular guy with the kind of ripped up and ragged, distressed hoodie. But then, you know, this mask, but the mask is sort of has maybe a kind of something layered in other elements. So I think for me, you know, I would say that the scares and the fear factor, we want it to be very like visceral and raw and real. And I think we accomplished that. It's not, there's a touch of supernatural at times, but it's meant to be, this person could have showed up at a door, at your house, while you're at a party, and especially with the backstory of the this old home built on an old casino property.
Okay, that's great. Was there any inspiration for Damon, like any other horror villains or anything?
I created Damon to kind of have a what I thought horror movie fans might enjoy, but sort of have a really new kind of feel for him. I think he's very original, actually. I think the look, the feel, especially the mask. The mask was created by a very well-known mask maker named William Rockwell. And I had originally sketched out some designs, and I wanted it to be sort of tribal and raw and organic, but at the same time, in the right light or in the right moment, it could be terrifying. So I don't think it's based in any previous kind of lore or horror projects that I was stimulated by. I would say it's more just a vision I had for this kind of terrifying character and see where it would kind of come out on screen once we designed the mask and once we kept the costume sort of rudimented in what this guy might have kind of in his lair, kind of kicking around, so to speak. And then the weapons were meant to be very rudimentary, the tomahawks and the blades and things like that.
Okay. Was it a deliberate decision making Damon be, you know, big plot twist, he's a white man, Michael Madsen.
Right.
Was there any choices there?
Like, well, we had a conversation with Michael, and, you know, in the story, he's meant to be, Damon is meant to be connected to the Native American casino chief and the tribe and the sort of ancient history there. And it turns out one of the reasons we went with Michael Madsen is he is actually Native American. That's something that I had looked up prior and asked Michael about when we first spoke on Damon. So we do make the connection there. And we were excited about Michael because he understood that about the character and also wanted to put his own spin on it creatively.
You guys, I looked it up, you guys have a sequel coming up. Can we get any info on that at all?
Yeah, we do. So we have a sequel that we just finished filming. So that is going to be coming out next year. So we're very excited about that. So we kind of picked up a little bit where we left off, and you will see some familiar faces that are already going to be reoccurring that will be in there. So my character does come back, and then there's a couple other characters that will pop up in there. But don't want to give out too much before you see the first one.
Of course, of course. Okay, well, that's great. That's all the questions I had.
Great. Well, we appreciate your time, and we're excited about the project. We think it's a unique spin on some new elements related to horror, and we think fans are going to dig it. It's got a little bit of something for everybody. So there's some psychological elements, there's action, there's some slasher stuff, there's suspense, and some pretty funny moments too. So we thank you so much for your time, and appreciate you taking the time to look at it and covering us.
Oh, no problem. It was great. A fun ride, I would say.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
I'll see you.